Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you get a second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, my name is Kayla.
Hey, Kayla. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can we do for you, Kayla girl?
I know.
Well, I have this a little confession I have to do. I have this twin sister. Her name is Kyla, and she has this boyfriend that she's been with for a while now, and I have just a big confession to make. I don't want to just make anything wrong about this.
What's wrong, girl?
Well, as I said before, I have a twin sister named Kyla, and she's been with her boyfriend for a while. And one day, we decided to switch up. So on this day, instead of her being with her boyfriend, I came over and we messed around a little bit.
Wait a minute.
Where do twins like y'all hang out at?
Okay, and don't tell me he didn't know. Y'all not, y'all don't look that much alike.
He don't know. Identical twins. I'm really feeling bad about it, but she don't even want to tell him at all. But I got to say something. My heart is too big for that.
So you're Kayla, right?
Yes, I'm Kayla.
So why you want to tell him so bad?
Because, I have a big heart, and he's been doing good to her. And I think he's going to propose to her. So I just feel like I need to get this off my chest because she's been doing him wrong.
And how long ago did this happen, young lady?
It was about like 9 months ago.
Okay.
I feel like it probably could ruin their relationship, but he has to know he's a good person.
So have you developed feelings for him? Because it seems like you care about him more than she does.
She's my sister, and I wouldn't do that. Even though I did do dirt, I'm trying to do right by telling him.
Are we calling your sister or the boyfriend?
You're calling the boyfriend.
And what's his name?
His name is Pat.
So you ain't talk to your sister about what you're doing right now. You just
no.
I would like to call her sister, honestly.
Okay.
Because what's the headspace on this? What were y'all thinking about?
Just young people trying to just experience stuff, and we didn't think about the consequences.
Okay, all right. Girl, I can't.
You said the same time. Okay, all right. All right. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna make an attempt to get Pat on the phone. We're going to find out from Pat if he has any idea of what could possibly be going on, why we're calling him, which I know he's not going to know why we're calling him. And when we cue you in, that's when you come in. Come forth, okay?
Okay.
Are you sure you're ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right. Hold on.
Here we go. I'm going to be honest with you. This sounds like some crazy stuff. I want to talk to her sister before
at the end of
talk
day,
to the boyfriend.
Probably, the crazy part is Pat probably already know. He probably so witty. He probably like, he think they fooling me. Because, see, this would be a chance for him to come back and get him some from both of them whenever he wants to.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. I speak with Pat, please.
This is Pat.
Pat, you got a few minutes to talk?
Yeah, sure. Who is this?
This is the Streets Morning Takeover, Pat. Young Jock, more quick and shouter, man. Right here on Streets 94.5.
Oh, hey,
good morning,
hey.
Pat.
All right, so a young lady called us up, Pat, and she said that she had some things on her heart and she wanted to share them with you and only you.
So we
asked if she was sure that she wanted to share these thoughts with you, and she said yes. So we told her that we would try our best to get Pat on the phone and we're going to let you know what she's possibly been dealing with.
Okay.
Okay. So have you been dating anyone?
Kyla?
Okay. Yeah. So you never stepped out on Kyla?
No. Okay. Man, we about to get married and everything.
And that is a beautiful thing. I want to say congratulations, but before you make that big leap, I think there's some things that you should know.
Where's Kyla? Who is she? Where's she from? Is she does she have siblings?
She's a beautiful person. She has a twin sister.
Okay. Really? A twin?
Right. Speaking of that,
yeah,
twin.
What's the twin name?
Kayla.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your relationship like with Kayla?
Okay, look cool, you know.
Do they look a lot alike?
Oh, man, they look just alike. Sometimes I had to take a double take.
For real?
Yeah, man.
All right, man. We actually got Kayla on the phone, bro.
Kayla?
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
I'm good. You good?
Yeah, I'm sure. I just got to tell you something real quick. Around 9 months ago, when you thought you was messing around with Kyla, you was messing around with me.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, and she didn't want to come clean about it, but I have a good heart, and I knew y'all was getting married pretty soon, and I just had to get that off my chest.
Man, y'all playing. Get out of here.
9 months ago, when you thought it was Kyla, it was me, Kayla.
Can't be. I've been with my girl too long. I know everything about her.
Let me ask you a question, Kayla. So, if they're about to get married, that means he's used to having sex unprotected. Did y'all have unprotected sex?
We did.
Oh my goodness.
I just wanted to confess. Like, I felt like Kyla was doing him wrong by not telling him. And I did him wrong too by not telling him for all this time. But like I said before, I just had to get this off my chest.
I don't know what to say. I don't even know what to believe.
Kayla, this is the only time this happened at one time, right?
It is.
Okay. Pat, with your recollection, was it any time, if you could think back, she said it happened about 9 months ago. Was there any time around that time where you may have felt like something was different?
Nah, not at all. I don't even think it can't be real.
Real?
Are y'all playing with me?
And that's why I had to tell you. That's exactly why I had to say. I didn't want her to keep leading you on like that when you about to get married. So I had to be the good one to tell you.
And then we have an unprotected sex? This can't be real.
Okay,
that
calm down.
So crazy. I just want to apologize, Pat. I know you're probably going through a lot of stuff right now. You're about to get married. You had no idea this happened
Man.
To you. Do you think there is absolutely any way that you might be able to heal from this and marry your soon-to-be wife?
Heal? Ain't no healing coming from this.
What we want you to do, man, just take a few seconds to breathe, bro. You know what I'm saying? It might not be as bad as you think. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, to be honest with you, man. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED-BETHUNE Law Firm, y'all not going to get hooked up with no money or nothing like that because we don't know what's going on with your girl, Kyla. And Atlanta, y'all got to call us up. Let's talk about this because if it had been the other way around, two dudes doing it right now, they'd be looking at rape charges. Wow. So y'all call us up, Atlanta, 404-352-0945. Keep it where you got it. We number one in the streets. Streets 945.